Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. The strike is on. Picket lines up now at Penn Station and Ronkonkoma after LIRR unions walked off the job early today, stopping North America's busiest commuter rail system. Unions are blaming MTA management. Kevin Sexton, vice president of the Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen.
The railroad decided to throw health care contributions for new employees, which was never discussed in bargaining.
MTA Chair and CEO Ann Janolieber, though, says it was directly related to the workers' demand for 4.5% to 5% raises in the final year of that four-year deal.
They inched their way down from 5. We came up from 3 to almost to 4.5 in a couple of days. That was a significant move. And that was why we needed a new feature along the lines of the health care costs.
Governor Hochul says the union's decision to strike is reckless. She says they're the highest paid workers of any railroad in the nation, but demanding contracts that could raise fares and risk tax hikes. She also blames the Trump administration for cutting mediation short. Now, in a statement, Mayor Mamdani said they're closely monitoring the situation, urging New Yorkers to prepare for heavy traffic, crowded transit, and longer travel time. MTA offering some contingency plans, including limited shuttle bus service. For hundreds of thousands of people who rely on the rails,
it's a nightmare for LIRR employees, riders, and businesses that serve them both, like Papa Bagels and Mustang Harry's, both feet away from Penn Station.
People work hard. They should get their fair wage.
Nobody wants to work and not be appreciated.
That's Patrick and Ian, managers of both eateries. They say this strike will certainly hit them.
Our shop stays open a little bit later to really cater for people going into Penn Station.
It's nice just to come in and see people here. If they're missing, we'll feel it.
Yeah, the manager's hoping the MTA and unions reconvene soon.
If everybody gets a bite, we can all survive. But if somebody is trying to take the bigger part, it doesn't help.
But I've seen in the past that these guys usually figure it out.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all the latest info, including expanded traffic and trends. An Amtrak train may have caused that electrical fire that snarled LIRR and NJT service in Penn Station Thursday and Friday. Daily News reporting investigators believe a panel came off the second car of an Acela train Thursday morning, made contact with the third rail, and shorted out the signaling system near a rail switch. Amtrak reportedly has completed repairs. The plans to open the other tracks again this morning. The Math Marathon goes through the whole borough of Brooklyn today. There is also in Manhattan the Walk for Lung Health and the Buddhist Cultural Festival holding a mindful walk for wellness across the Brooklyn Bridge. And if that's not all, there's also the Pinstripe 5K at Yankee Stadium. Okay, people, just please clean up after your dogs, okay? Yeah, it's becoming a problem again.
After the two big snowstorms this winter, some dog owners may have thought, the poop will melt with the snow.
Picking up their duty is your duty.
Council Speaker Julie Menon has often told violators in her neighborhood to scoop. Michael, who lives in the East Village, says not enough dog owners are doing it.
There are people not picking up after their dogs because, you know, there wasn't a dispenser to give them a bag, or they're just the kind of person that would leave it on the ground.
If there aren't enough bags, Speaker Menon wants to solve the problem by putting doggy bag dispensers at every garbage can in the city. Dachshund owner Maria Osorio likes it.
Hopefully this will help everyone and incentivize them to pick up their...
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Hudson Yards is gearing up for a fun summer.
Bella Abzug Park near Hudson Yards is about to kick off a summer of over 200 free events for New Yorkers. And over the next few months, you can find something for everyone.
I always try to tell people you can get a full body workout in Bella Abzug Park. You can come to yoga, Pilates boot camp, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday. And then you can come back on Wednesdays for salsa and bachata lessons and a dance party. And then on Thursday, we can see you for vinyl nights. On Tuesdays, you can come see a movie under the stars.
Director of Programming Ariana Cipriani says the events bring wellness, music, film, dance, and family programming. And she says she's excited for the big event of the summer, their Spring Fling Festivals.
This is our fifth year of doing artists and music festivals and markets in the park.
All of the info on the events can be found on their Instagram page, at Hudson Yards Hell's Kitchen. Linda Lopez, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Court date in Manhattan yesterday for the Iraqi man accused of attacking U.S. and Jewish interests and plotting attacks on city synagogues. Mohammed al-Sadi accused of firebombing a U.S. bank in Amsterdam, trying to bomb another in Paris, stabbing two people in London, and plotting attacks on synagogues here in the city as part of a campaign against the U.S.
Al-Sadi was apprehended this week in Turkey. In court today, he claimed he's a political prisoner being persecuted for his ties to Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, the military commander killed by a U.S. airstrike in 2020.
Correspondent Aaron Katursky reporting. Al-Sadi was ordered detained. His next court date is May 29th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.